now let's describe the Triassic period. This lasted from about 250 to 200 million years ago. And when we think about this particular time, it was hot, there was vast deserts and warm seas. It was very arid, generally very arid and dry climate. There were drab plants, no flowering plants yet. There were fern-like plants, ferns and mosses. And by the midpoint of this period, the supercontinent Pangaea had started to break apart, and then there were two supercontinents and lots of mountains formed, etc. And the late Triassic was a really innovative time, probably because it was following the Permian extinctions. We had the dinosaurs appearing on the scene and pterosaurs. We've got marine reptiles, we've got the first crocodiles and turtles, and we've got our earliest true mammal, which was a bit like a small furry lizard. So when we think about various groupings, we've got the reptile-like creature that we had evolving earlier, and remember we had the different skull types, and from that we've got the diapsids, and the diapsids are going to give rise to your dinosaur-type creatures, the pterosaurs as well, marine reptiles and crocodiles. The anapsids will give rise to the turtles, and then from the synapsids we're going to get our first true mammals. And we're going to talk a little bit more in a minute about one of those early proto-mammals called Morganocudon or Codon. It's a very exciting little creature. And you've got to remember that as these new opportunities were arising for all these new species to develop, we've also got species becoming extinct. And by the end of this period, by the end of the Triassic, the conodonts were completely extinct. And it ended with another extinction. Okay, this was on the border of Triassic, Jurassic, the next time period, and we're not sure why. Was it due to fluctuating sea levels? Was it due to an asteroid hitting the Earth? Was it because of the volcanoes and the gases they were producing, or causing climate change? We really don't know, but it ended with another large extinction. And at this time period, a lot of the synapsids were going to die out, and this probably allowed for the expansion of the diapsids, in particular the dinosaurs and the dinosaur-like creatures during the later time periods.